Well, Jason Clifford, we've just seen Milicello score arguably a career-best performance to win at Devonport, carrying 60 kilos on that heavy track and after missing the start. What can you say about it?
Well, Brendan said to me 12 months ago he was the best wet tracker that he's ridden for a long time, and I'd have to agree with him today. I thought that was an outstanding win. To carry 60 kilo when you've missed the start three lengths. A lot of pace on, which really suited him. And he probably didn't get a really clear run up the straight. He had to zigzag all over the place, and he just runs over the top of the ground so well.
You've said for a long time that Milicello is a real star. I think he proved it beyond doubt today.
Yeah, well, I think he'll be going to the paddock, Ivan. He'll probably have one more start. I just want to try him over 2100, and then he's going to go to Melbourne for all the heavy wet tracks over Melbourne, because he'll win in Melbourne Saturday grade on heavy tracks.
What you're looking towards the autumn or next winter?
Yeah, I'll probably give him a good break, and I'd say as soon as the, I really think that he needs to get on heavy tracks over there, so, we'll probably be aiming him around, to start racing again about May next year.
Okay, so where would you like to give him the one more start?
Well, I really wanted to try him over 2100. One of his brothers ran out 2100, and I think that he's at that stage now where he's doing so well that, I just want to try him in that Brighton Cup, I reckon, and see how he goes in that race.
Would you be tempted to maybe keep him up for one of the cups?
No, he tends to jar up a little bit when he gets onto any type of firmer going, and and as you've seen today, he's just lengths better on wet tracks, and and I want to give him a real good rest, because I just reckon he'll win in Melbourne during the winter, so I think that's the best way to go with him.
Okay, you had Nika Bell in an earlier race today, and she ran on fairly, but she seemed to be given every opportunity.
Yeah, I spoke to the foreman, and he said that Brendan thought that she didn't handle the going. He thought she was bolting on the corner really well and just tired, and just didn't quite handle that heavy 10. Yeah, 57 for a mare. She's not a big mare. The last 100 really told on her, and she'd probably be better. I reckon slow probably pull her up. So that heavy going was probably just a little bit too much for her.
All right, and Cosmic Choice. Well, she tried. She did all the bullocking work. She led in her race, and she battled on gamely in the straight. She wasn't disgraced.
No, she wasn't. She was probably just went a little bit too quick early, and just didn't quite finish it off. But the mare beat her. You're never going to beat her. That was outstanding win. And first up carrying that big weight, and I'd probably drop her back now to class 4, 1100, and try and get another win with her. I'll race in a month's time back at Hobart, so we every time we step her out of a grade open company, she just keeps running place and trying, but I think it's time to try and get another win with her, so we'll drop her back to her own grade.
Okay, well, I need to ask you about Loaded Owners. He ran in the Goodwood Handicap last week, and you were going to make a decision on whether you'll proceed to the new market. What's the verdict?
Verdict is that we will run. He did pull up sore the next day, and he had a bit of a strain. It just took him along nice, and all seems to be good. I suppose it's... You'd probably ideal, you wouldn't like to have something go wrong like that going into a big race, but he's had a bit of massage and a bit of acupuncture on him, and he seems to be recovering pretty good. So Stephen Maskew is going to come down tomorrow and just give him some light work up on the beach, and he's going to try, give me the tick approval, hopefully.
Okay, well, Stephen is booked to ride him in the new market.
Yeah, he's booked to ride him, and I suppose it's only 10 days between races, so we don't really have to go out there, and I had him very fit going into that race. Just unfortunately slipped and just strained himself, and I won't run him unless I think he's 110%, and he looks like he's going to be 110% and he'll run.
All right, Jason. Well, congratulations again with Milicello. A marvellous performance to win under the circumstances, and I'm sure he's got a big future ahead of him, maybe in Melbourne next preparation.
All right. Thanks, Pete.